Well, it's been a while, but we got a special guest back in the studio with us from the Chocolate Raptor Center, Jerry Maynard. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to get you in. You know, as I was saying kind of last week when I contacted you, it's been deer hunting, and now that it's winding down, it's time to start kind of interjecting some other things out there that are happening and make people aware of. And one of the cool things that I love what you do is a lot of your conservation efforts. Obviously, people know you for your Raptor Center and rehabilitating birds. But you're also involved in a lot of other conservation efforts, including the Bayou Project, the Chocolate River Bayou Nature Preserve, which is having a special day starting today, right?
That's correct, yeah. We just closed about 2 months ago, and we're able to purchase the Chocolate Bayou 13-acre nature preserve. We've been starting to build the trails through it, and there's a need for boardwalk across some wetlands. And today is Giving Tuesday, where people are encouraged to, after all the excesses of the weekend and Black Friday and Cyber Monday, to remember nonprofits and good causes. And so people are being encouraged to donate to those nonprofits, including the UP Land Conservancy, which owns the preserve and is developing it along with partners. And one of the ways you can do that, and you can find this on their website, is to make a donation sufficient to buy 8 feet of boardwalk materials. You can give that as a gift to a family or loved one, and your name will go on the boardwalk then.
And I assume their name would.
Yes, yeah. Whoever you give it for, right?
Right. That's pretty cool. So the best way to get involved in that is what?
That would be to go to the UP Land Conservancy's website. We've got it posted on the Chocolate Raptor Center's Facebook page also.
It looks like uplandconservancy.org, so uplandconservancy.org, and there's a way to make the donation there.
Yes, there is.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the Yellow Dog Project, if you don't mind, because you have a meeting coming up, right?
We do. The Yellow Dog Community Forest has been purchased. We closed that, almost $1.2 million. 700 acres and 5 miles of stream running through it, and that'll be preserved for public access and use forever. But the important thing is we're now, the partners who are managing that are in the process of developing the forest management plan, which will lay out and designate what uses can go on in the community forest and where they can go on, so where trails are going to be, that kind of thing. And as part of that, we've got a public outreach. And we've got a meeting coming up a week from today, December 6th, 6 p.m. at the Peter White Library. And there'll be people there to present what the forest management plan will look like. And most importantly, to seek input and feedback from the public on what they would like to see and how the forest is used. So 6 p.m. at Peter White, Tuesday the 6th,
and
December 6th.
Any place they can go to find out more about the community forest on the Yellow Dog?
Yeah, the Yellow Dog Watershed Preserve website has an extensive detailed description of what the forest project is, how it's come about, and what the idea is so far that we've gotten for the management plan. And you can find out more at yellowdogwatershed.org.
Jerry Maynard from the Raptor Center, I appreciate the insight on both of those conservation efforts, and we'll be interested to see what the management plan is for the community forest up on the Yellow Dog. I'm assuming we're all still going to be able to fish it. that was the whole idea.
Well, and that's one of the requirements of a community forest, is that community access is guaranteed. A lot of the funds that we got came with that.
Hunting and fishing.
Exactly. Sure.
Well, I'd like to talk to you about the Raptor Center and some interesting things with raptors in general this time of year. If you can hang around for our next outdoor report.
Sure, be happy to.
Jerry Maynard from the Chocolate Raptor Center, and we'll be back with him later on this hour. Right here on The Outdoor Show.